Rama First Nation lawyer Stephanie Wilsey has been nominated for Canadian Lawyer's Top 25 Most Influential list under the Human Rights, Criminal, and Advocacy category. Wilsey, 28, recently won an $8 billion class action lawsuit against the federal government on behalf of First Nations reserves that have not had access to clean drinking water. The lawyer, who works for McCarthy Tetro, says being recognized for her recent success is humbling. "It's really exciting," she said. "I'm only in my third year of call, so this isn't something I really expected." Wilsey was nominated for the achievement by Chippewas of Rama First Nation Chief Ted Williams. In his nomination letter, Williams says Wilsey has had an impressive impact on Indigenous lawyers and youth alike. "She is a great role model," he said. "I am very proud that she is a member of our community. Our future is bright. Stephanie makes us all better." Wilsey says it's an honor for her to be nominated by Williams. "He's such a great leader for our members and for our youth," she said. "He is highly influential to me, personally, culturally and professionally. Being nominated proves to Wilsey she is on the right track. It means that I'm doing good work for my clients," she said. "Also, it comments on my mentorship of other Indigenous youth and lawyers who are largely underrepresented in the profession, which is really special to me." Wilsey went to law school with the goal of pursuing meaningful work for her own community and other Indigenous communities and individuals. "This is a really nice piece of encouragement for me to keep going," she said. Wilsey wants to continue being an advocate for her clients with the goal of becoming an even better lawyer. She also intends to continue to spend a portion of her pro bono legal practice providing advice at the Pro Bono Students Canada Indigenous Human Rights Clinic, where she assists Indigenous people from Ontario with human rights concerns and securing their Indian status. Voting for Canadian Lawyer's Top 25 Most Influential list closes May 13. The results will be made public in September. "I've received a lot of support in both Orillia and my First Nation, Rama," Wilsey said. "It means a lot to feel as though I have been representing our town and Indigenous community well." She thanks the local community for all the support and welcomes everyone to vote for her, which can be done here. "The greatest thing is feeling like I've made my chief and community proud," she said. "For people to even think to nominate me for this is what warms my heart the most."